Okay, so last year we left off in the middle of a discussion about under what circumstances there is, do we consider the meal to have ended? And there's two general opinions in terms of for what purposes this is. According to some Rishonim, the nafka mina is only whether you need to make a new bracha if you want to have more food. In other words, if you decided that the end the meal is over, and then you changed your mind and you want to eat more, it's fine to eat more as long as you make a new bracha rishonim. And then according to other rishonim, no. Once the meal has officially ended, then if you want to have more, you would first have to bench, and then you may have more. That was one question, and then there was a debate in the Gemara in terms of what constitutes the end of the meal. Is it siluk? We even saw machlokas what siluk means, either siluk ha'ochel or siluk ha'shochan. Is it saying havlan v'nivrach? The Gemara concludes that it's mayim achronim, and that's because you need tekef l'netila bracha, that there has to be a tkifus from mayim achronim to the bracha. And essentially, if you recall from the discussion last time, we saw that there are three shittos in the end of the day that we discussed so far. According to Tosfos, it would seem that, and again, there was a confusion in Tosfos. Did he change his mind or not? Is the bottom Tosfos tekef going according to the Olam or not? Which is an important question, which we discussed last time. We'll leave that aside for now. According to the simple reading of Tosfos, we, even though the Gemara mentions mayim achronim in the end of the day, the same thing would be true for havlan v'nivrech. They're both the same. In both cases, it's aser to eat more without a bracha. So if you say havlan v'nivrech, and then you decide, you know what, let's eat some more, fine, just make a new bracha. Likewise, if you wash mayim achronim and then you change your mind, you say, yeah, you know what, I'd like to have some more, fine, make a bracha. We saw the Rashbas also agreed that havlan v'nivrech and mayim achronim are the same, but in the opposite direction. In both of those cases, since kibbutz olav levarich, you've decided you're going to bench now, so then you may not eat more even with a bracha, rather, you must bench, and then if you want to eat more afterwards, you may do so. And then we saw, according to the Rif and Psachim, the Ritva, there's a distinction. According to mayim achronim, then even if you want to eat more, you may not do so. You must make a bracha. And that's the Gemara's conclusion, that the only thing that matters over here is mayim achronim. That's a simple reading of our Gemara. Masha'en ken havlan v'nivrech would certainly be hasach hadas. So if you wanted to eat more, at least if the Baal HaBayis said havlan v'nivrech, you need to make a new bracha rishona. However, you would be able to make a new bracha rishona and eat some more. Masha'en ken, mayim achronim, so then that would be inappropriate. And those are the three mahalchim. And last time we explained the logic and the raios behind each position. So with that in mind, let's turn to Shitas HaRambam, which is particularly fascinating. So we'll begin with the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. Gamar belibo milachol. You decided you're done eating or you're done drinking. V'achar kach nimlach lachol. You changed your mind and you decided I want some more. Even though you did not change your place, then you'd have to make a new bracha. Now, in other words, we know shina mekomo tzarach levarich. Now, what's interesting is, as we noted last time, the Rambam held that if you do a shinui mekomo, it's not just mechayev bracha rishona, but it's also mechayev bracha achrona. And the Rambam holds actually lemaskana of the Gemara. This is a machlokas and psachim of chesed sheshes that there's no difference whether it's tam bracha l'acharav u'makomo or not. So if you step outside and you come back inside, you may not just make a new bracha rishona and eat some more, but rather you'd have to bench and then make a new bracha rishona. This is not true when you simply have hesach hadas. So you said you decided you're done. Then that's not mechayev a bracha rishona. Sorry, not mechayev a bracha achrona, but it is mechayev a new bracha rishona. You'd have to have more. Agav, I saw in the name of Rav Elyashiv, that this halacha, to a large degree, doesn't apply anymore. What do I mean to say this halacha doesn't apply anymore? Let's say a person is eating cookies and they say, you know, they have a cookie, say, okay, no more after this, right? One more cookie, that's it. And then they go ahead and after one more cookie, they decide, oh, okay, well, actually one more cookie, right? So really, you should make a new bracha, right? They made a mezonos on cookies. They ate three cookies. They decided after three cookies, they were done. And then they want a fourth one. So that's Esach Hadas. And they would need to make a new bracha Rishon at the very least. So we don't hold that. Why? It's not that the din is wrong. It's because everybody knows in themselves that we don't really have very much willpower. And it's a game that we play with ourselves, you know, to allow us to eat more things that we shouldn't really be eating. And therefore, you know, the decision not to eat more is not really a one that we really make. In our heart of hearts, we know that probably after our decision not to have any more, we're going to have another one, which is why we do break down so easily into it anyway. That's just an interesting and parenthetical point.
I think Rav Nevinson also says that. I heard Rav Nevinson also says the same.
Fine. Good. So Gomer Belibo, though, that's halacha zayin. Very straightforward halacha, right? So if you decide you're done, and then you decide you want to have more, you can, but just make a new bracha. Then we turn to halacha ches. And here he says something very strange. Hayu shosin. So notice how he says here, shosin, right? In a previous halacha, he was talking about achil and shtia. Here it says hayu shosin. Now, it means shosin, but it was a meal that you washed on, as we see in a moment. The amru, bal v'nevarach berkas amazon. This is the sugi of psachim. This is the sugi of havlan v'nevrech, right? But the Rambam implies there's a difference between achil and shtia. Now, why would that be? So people are drinking. They've had a meal. They washed, they ate their meal, they've done their meal, they're drinking some wine, and they say, you know what? Bal v'nevarach berkas amazon. Time to bench. Or bal v'nekadesh. Kiddush Hayom, or time for Kiddush. Now, what does that mean, time for Kiddush? So here we're talking about a case where they're eating on Erev Shabbos, and we know that to make Kiddush, we paskin, you need to do Prisus Mapo Mekadesh. Now, we're talking about a case where it's not yet dark, so therefore they wouldn't automatically have to make Kiddush yet. But they say anyway, oh, you know, it's after Plag HaMincha at the very least, and they say, you know what? Let's make Kiddush. So now, Nasar Lahem Lishtos. Notice the Lashon. It's usher for them to drink more. Achi Varchu or Achi Kachu. Until they bench or make Kiddush. In other words, even though we said before that if there were Gamru Melecho or Melishtos and you want to have more, you could. You just have to make a new Bracha Rishona. Here, he says, no, it's aser until you bench or make Kiddush. Vimratu lachzor v'lishtos kodim shivarchu o yikachu. And let's say you want to do it anyway, which is also a little strange. What does it mean? If he just says it's aser. So what does it mean if you want to do it? It's aser. Since when do we sort of say, well, it's aser, but if you want to, it's aser. So I'll tell you what to do anyway. Even though they're not allowed to, because we just said before it's aser, they would have to make a new bar priagafen. Because after all, like we saw in the previous halacha, that if you decide you're done, and when you say bo v'nivarech, when you say havlan v'nivrach, so obviously it means you're done. So then you'd need to make a new bracha rishona. V'achar kach yishta. Avalam amru bo v'navdil, but if they did this for havdalah, so Abdallah is different, as we'll see in a moment. Abdallah is not koveil atzmo, as the Gemara Pesachim says, and tzrichen lachzor ulevarich. So luchora, this is the halacha of havlan v'nivrech. This is the halacha from Pesachim of havlan v'nivrech. But there are a number of obvious questions. Why does he say daf gashtia? Why does he bring up the din of Kiddush and Abdallah over here? Why doesn't he say this din together with my machronim? We'll see in a moment. He talks about my machronim. That's later on. That's Perek Vav, right? So what's going on here? So it seems to me that this halacha Perek Ches is talking about wine. And the issue is ribui brachos. His position is more or less the idea that we saw in the Rif. It's not surprising, the Rambam always follows the Rif, or almost always follows the Rif. In other words, what's the idea over here? If you want to drink more, so again, let's talk about the case over here. So we're eating, right? And we're finished our food, now we're drinking. And then we say, one of us is bo v'nevarech. Okay, let's betch. So now, and then we change our mind. We want to drink more. So what would we do now if we wanted to drink more? We'd have to make a bar kriya gafen. That's what he said in the previous halacha. So we would make a new bar kriya gafen, and then 5 minutes later we would bench, and then we'd make another bar kriya gafen, right, on Birkas HaMazon. So we'd be doing an extra bar kriya gafen. So the Rambam is saying that's wrong. Why is that wrong? That's ribui bracho shelo l'tzarech. We're back to that sugya again. Ribui bracho shelo l'tzarech. In other words, it's not right to make a bar kriya gafen at this point, because I don't need to make this. I made a bar piyagafen at the beginning of the meal or the middle of the meal. I made one bar piyagafen. Now I'm going to have to make another bar piyagafen, and 5 minutes later I'm going to have to make a third bar piyagafen. That's totally inappropriate. And if you take a look at the Ritva in our sugya, that's exactly how he explains the Rif. And one would say that the Rambam would say the same thing. So take a look at the Ritva in our sugya, Mem Beis Med Aleph, Diwa Mas L'Shalsh Tkifos Hein. So he writes, Ha perish la rev alfasi zal hasam. This is the riff in Psachim. Ditzel l'chula mishti. You may not drink. Drink, drink, drink. Note the drink, right? Like the Rambam says. You may not drink when you said havlan v'nivrech. Below birkas hayayin ke'amar. V'kevan dekein. Since you would have to make a new bori priyagafen. Mutav hu shi'avarech birkas hamazon. It's better. Right, so the Lashon is very, very important. Mutafu. It's better that you should wait to make your bar kriyagaf until after benching. V'yivarech ala kos birkas hayayin, and then make the bracha on the kos. V'hadar shosek yirtzon, and then drink all the wine you want. Yoser mishiyish ta'achshav, as opposed to drinking the wine now, b'yivarech berachas hayayin, you're going to have to make another bar gafen. V'hadar heim tzrichen levarech berachas hayayin al kos shel berachas hamazon. And then you're going to have to make another bar gafen and a wine in just 5 minutes. Meaning to say, there's a difference between deciding that you're going to have another chocolate chip cookie for dessert versus deciding that you want to have another cup of wine. What's the difference? When it comes to another chocolate chip cookie, so if I say I'm done, right? I say havlan v'nivrech. I say I'm done, shayin genuk. No more chocolate chip cookies. Havlan v'nivrech. And now I want to change my mind. I want to have another chocolate chip cookie. So I'm going to have to make them mazonos. It doesn't matter if I make them mazonos now, I make them mazonos after benching. Anyway, it's going to make a new, I'm going to need to make a new bracha. So there's no reason the etzem not to make the mezonos and have it now. It's only by my machronim that there's a din of takeif, as we'll see in a moment. But when it comes to having an extra chocolate chip cookie or more grapes or whatever it is that you want more of at this point, so it doesn't make a difference. Have it before benching, have it after benching. Maishna, you're going to have to make a new bracha rishona because you're a nimlach, you're done eating. So you could do it now, you could do it later. Not so when it comes to wine. When it comes to wine, what's the halacha? You're going to have to make a bar piyagafen anyway again on wine. You have to make the bar piyagafen after benching. So it's not right. Don't have it now. And that's what it says. Mutaf. Will we say it's an absolute isser? It's not an absolute isser. Why? Because this is not a bracha she'en etzricha. It's like we talked about earlier. It's ribui bracho shelo letzorech. It's making a extra bracha that could have been avoided. And that's inappropriate. So therefore, mutav. And that's why the Rambam also has the same type of lashon, like the Rif, like the Ritva. Really, you shouldn't do this. If you're going to do it, you should know you have to make a new bar priyagafen. And that's why the Rambam presents it exactly in the same way, not exactly, but approximately in the same way as the Ritva and the Rif. Right, again, what is the riff over there? Same psachim on Kuf Gimel on the base. when the Gemara kevan de amrisu havlan v'nevrich itzer l'chu l'mishti, right? Itzer l'chu l'mishti. So mishti, what does mishti mean? So many Rishonim we've seen says mishti is lav dafka shtia. It's itzer l'chu achila shtia, whatever it is, right? And whether you say itzer l'chu meaning itzer l'chu without making the bracha Rishonah, or itzer l'chu as we saw until you make a bracha Chrona. The Rambam, the Ritva, they read the Gemara very literally, very meduyak. It's Ruchu Lemishti. What's the problem? Shtia. Maishna Shnia, Maishna Chocolate Chip Cookie. Very simple. Bracha Shen, it's Ribui Bracha Shalola Tzarch. It's very, very, very beautiful. And that's the way these Rishonim learn it. Now, L'chora, this din would only apply if you're benching alakos anyway, right? Because then the logic is relevant. You're going to make the bracha anyway in a moment. You're going to make a bar priya gafen in, 5 minutes. But let's say you're not benching alakos, then maybe this halacha wouldn't be true. Now it's pretty, typically in the Gemara's times, as you'll see when we go through these Gemara's, that was the assumption they were benching alakos. But that raises a little bit of an issue here in the Rambam, because the Rambam, I believe, paskins that Birkas HaMazon ain't a Tunakos. Even though the Gemara in Pesachim actually says Shemami na Birkas HaMazon Tunakos, the Rambam concludes, and this is the way we paskin more or less, that Birkas HaMazon doesn't need a kos. It's from a different Gemara. So, if so, why does the Rambam paskin this din stam, right? In other words, he should say something like Bamed v'amamurim k'shimachavim levar chalakos. But he doesn't. So maybe the pshat is that even the Rambam would agree, and this is also the way we paskin, that even though it's not a chiyuv levar chalakos, like the opinion in the Gemara that says Birkas HaMazon tuna kos holds, but it's a mitzvah, it's ideal, it's better. So since anyway you have a cup of wine in front of you, that you're planning to drink it, so why should you go ahead and make the Bar Priya Gafen now and drink it now and then bench without a kos, or make the Bar Priya Gafen now, drink it now, then bench alakos and make another Bar Priya Gafen in 5 minutes. Better to go ahead and bench alakos, even if you might not have to bench alakos. You have a cup of wine and you want to drink it, so bench alakos, noch besser. It's preferable to bench alakos, we paskin, certainly. And therefore you should do it. Parenthetically, it's an interesting machlokas if there's that preference, even if you're benching b'yachidus. Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is that we don't do that. We don't, most people. I know some people that do this, but most people don't bench alakos b'yachidus. But maybe, meaning, let's say in this case, even if there's two people, but maybe in this case, where you're about to drink a cup of wine anyway before benching, even if there's only two people, that would be the preferable thing to do. Okay. Now, why is Kiddush different than Avdalah? So I don't want to get into it too much, but this relates to another Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara is mechalek between Kiddush and Avdalah in this issue, that Kiddush is kaveil atzma, bracha Avdalah isn't kaveil atzma. The Gemara has a story about three of them were running, two of them were eating on Erev Shabbos, and they sent out the shamish, one of them, to see if it's dark yet to make Kiddush or not. And if you look over there in the Gemara Pesachim, there's machlokas how to read that Gemara between the Rambam and the Rashbam. According to Rashbam, that Gemara has no relevance to us. It's machlokas as to whether you need Kfiya, Akira Shulchan, or Priestess Mappa. But according to the Rambam, that's basically the makor for this. And that's where Mechalek between Kiddush and Avdalah. Kiddush is Kaveil Atzmo, meaning to say it's not right to keep on eating once this man Kiddush comes. Whereas once you invite Kiddush, whereas Havdalah is very different. Havdalah, if you want to keep on going, and make Havdalah much later, you may do so. You don't have to stop to make Havdalah. Rather, if you want to have a very long Shal Shudis and the like, then that's totally, totally okay. Now, as I said before, the Rambam mentions the other din of our Gemara. In other words, really, the Gemara that we've been seeing, the Rambam's we've been seeing from Perek Dalet is really the Gemara Pesachim. Where does the Rambam paskin our Gemara? That's in Perek Vav by Maim Achronim. There he paskins the Taketh Montil Sidayim, Birkas Amazon, Lo Yafsik, Beinayim, Bedavar Acher, Afil Lishtos Maim Acher, Shinato Maim Yadav Beachrona, Aser, Achivarach Birkas Amazon. That's a different din. That's a din in Maim Achronim. That's where we say Taketh Limitil Bracha, and that's the conclusion of our Gemara. So again, as opposed to, let's say, both Tosfos and the Rashba, each one in their own way, but in opposite ways, who equate this, who blend the two sugyos together, right? We have our Gemara that says that the meal ends with Mayim Achronim. We have the Gemara in Psachim that says the meal ends with Havlan V'Nivrich, and they go ahead and they say, well, really, they're the same, right? We have the Mahalach of the Rambam, the Rif, the Ritva, who say, no, there's a difference between the two. These are two separate sugyas and two separate dinim. Our Gemara is a dinim Mayim Achronim that you need takef. And then there's a dinim Psachim, which is a din of Heschadas. And even over there, in the Rambam Shita, there's a further distinction, a distinction between Achila versus Shtia. Okay. I said before we might talk about the Mogen Avraham over here, but I think we won't. I think we'll wait till we do the Shulchan Aruch to talk about that. And instead, we're going to start the next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah, I assume everybody started the Mishnah, right? Yeah, okay, good. So the next Mishnah begins with the halacha that in the way in which it was performed in the olden days is different than the way in which it's performed nowadays. And that is the concept of Heseba. What does Heseba mean? And well, to put it a little more specifically, we have the question of one person making a bracha for everybody versus one person making a bracha, each person making a bracha for themselves. So here we have a very, very interesting question, right? So the Mishnah says, Hayoshvin kol echad v'arech la'atmo, hesebo echad v'arech l'kulam. If you have yeshiva, not heseba, there's actually a big machlokas rishonim here, how to define heseba. Some rishonim don't define heseba as leaning, but actually also as sitting together as a table. But most rishonim conclude, that's like the view of Rav Haigon, for example, most rishonim conclude, like Rashi over here, that heseba means actually reclining, like we say in the context of the Seder. So if they did heseba, so then you have one person making the hamotzi, let's say, for everybody. Whereas if everybody is simply sitting at the table, so then each and every person makes their own bracha. You don't have one person being motzi everybody. And the Gemara concludes that there's an exception to that. Even if you don't have haseba, if you say nezel necho beduch plan, if you're koveh b'yachad al-yidei dibor, let's go eat here. So even though they're not doing Haseba, like in that story of the Talmidei de Rav, that we're coming back from Rav's funeral, so that also creates a kfios. And as we'll see in a moment, that there is enough gamina for kfios, both with respect to bracha rishona and with respect to bracha achrona. When it comes to bracha achrona, when there's kfios, then it's enough gamina for zimun. And when it comes to bracha rishona, it's enough gamina whether one person could be motzi everybody. You see that. And again, that is the view of most rishonim. We'll talk about whether there's a difference or not in some rishonim, but for now we're going to make that assumption that they're the same from that story that we said, because that story about the Talmidei de Rav, the Pashtus is talking about bracha achrona, right? About benching, about zimun, right? They'd already made their own individual brachos. Why it is that they weren't wondering about this before the bracha rishona, the rishona mask, and they give answers, right? But the point is over there, they already made their own individual brachos, right? They'd all, you know, had their sandwiches. They made a hamotzi. They ate their sandwiches. Now it was time to bench. And I wondered, you know, do we have a zimun here or not? Should we bench individually or should we bench b'zimun? Was there kfiyas b'yachad? Or do we say no, since that there's no haseba, everybody should bench on his own? So that's one application of Haseba / nezel v'nikba b'duchta plan. And then there's the other nafkamina of bracha rishona. What's a nafkamina for bracha rishona? Does one person make the bracha for everybody or not? Now, we'll see also there's an interesting discussion over here to what extent must one person make the bracha for everybody. Is it optional? Or is it recommended? Because Berovam Hadras Melech, if you can have one person make the bracha for everybody, that's much better. Rovam Hadras Melech. though it's not osur for everybody to make their own bracha like it is for benching. When it comes to benching, if there is a kfiyas biyachad, it's osur to bench alone. As the Mishnah, for example, says in the first Mishnah in the next parak, once we sit together and we eat together, if there is a kfiyas, it's osur for me to bench on my own. I have to have that zimun. But when it comes to bracha rishonah, it's a recommended practice for one person to make the bracha for everybody. It's very nice, berovam hadras mouth, but it's not actually osur if you don't do it. So there's a difference between bracha, and as I said, some rishonim even imply it's mandatory. Some rishonim say it's recommended, but not mandatory. Rovam hadras mouth makes it recommended, but not mandatory. But one way or the other, there's an afkamina both with respect to bracha rishona and bracha achrona. And that's our sugya. Now, the rishonim all over here write that things have changed. That was in the olden days when they used to actually have Haseba. But nowadays, Ha'idna, She'enan, Regilim, Haseba, Yeshiva Didan, Havei Kfios, Vafilu, Livnei Chabura, Ke Haseba, Ditudami. For us, Yeshiva is equivalent to Haseba. And we find a number of Rishonim say this. There might actually be a slight difference in the formulation of the Rishonim. I don't know if we're going to get into that much now. If you take a look, for example, Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph by the story of Bar Kapara. So Tosfos writes over there, Umayri Behasebu, the Anu Ein Lanu Shum Heseba El Alapas, Ulekach Tzarch Levarich Kol Echad the Echad. When it comes to peros or yayin, there's no such thing as being motzi other people, because we don't have heseba only by pas. So it sounds like what changed is that, you know what, maybe we'll get back to that point. But take a look at that Tosfos, and we'll return to that question, what things does Haseba apply nowadays? Another thing to pay attention to, but we're not going to look at right now, maybe a next Chabura, or maybe we'll do Shulchan Aruch, is what exactly do we need nowadays? Is it Shulchan? That's what most Rishonim say. Is it Mapa? Right? Is it Shulchan and Mapa? Is Shulchan for us exactly the same as Haseba for them or not? That's a big machlokas rishonim. So those are some of the issues to take a look at. But basically, the idea is that nowadays things have changed. We don't have the seba anymore. We have kfiyos even without a seba. In those days, they had kfiyos without a seba if they said nechol the biduch the plan, but not necessarily otherwise. Now, I want to ask a very basic question on this concept of haseba and what changed. When we say that Yeshiva Shalanu is in place of their Haseba, does that mean that we need a active sign of Kvios? For them, the active sign of Kvios was Haseba. It was a Maisa that was Muchach. And we also need some type of Maisa that's Muchach. Or no, is the Pshat that in those days, the lack of Haseba showed a lack of kvios, and nowadays, the lack of Haseba doesn't show a lack of kvios. Now we're going to see, I don't know if we'll get to it today or not, but this is actually a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim, the Ritva, for example, over here writes that you need a maisa chiyuvi, what he calls a hochach, to show that you have Haseba. We'll see the lashon in the Ritva in one moment. Other rishonim, like the Rashbats, maybe the Rashba, the Rash, they have different lashonim. They say no. In those days, a lack of Haseba showed a lack of kfiyos. But you don't need a maisa muchach, right? You don't need a maisa muchach. You just need, you have to make sure that there's no lack of kfiyos. And let me just make sure this point is clear, and then I'll take your question, Aaron. There's two options, right? One option is we need to create kfiyos. You need a positive act to show that there is kvias. But the Stama de Milsa is no kvias. In the olden days, that was Haseba. Or is it Fakert? The stam is there's kvios. Why was it in the olden days it was only beseba? Because if you didn't do a seba in the olden days, when the derech was to do a seba, so you showed you're not interested in kvios, right? So which one is that? We'll see it's a machlokas rishonim and a big nafkamina for nowadays. Yes, Aaron.
The Yerushalmi says that mugmar is considered everyone has a biyachad because they smell it at the same time. Is that raya that you don't need a action chivit?
No, it's not a raya for anything because that, as Tosfos explains, that Yerushalmi, the idea is, and to better appreciate this, we need to see a little more. We'll get to it. The nature of hana'a of mugmar is different than ochel. Ochel, we enjoy it b'zachar zeh, and therefore you need something equivalent to haseba to create the tziruf, and only with tziruf with is one person able to be motzi everybody else. Whereas when it comes to mugmar, which everybody enjoys b'fas achas, then there's no need for tziruf at all. Now, again, we have to get back to that Tosin and explain what he means. So I'm going to put that on hold now. I do want to talk about it, but not immediately. That issue relates to a much more basic question, which we didn't ask yet. We're going to ask, I hope, today, but if not next time. A basic question, which is, why do we need kvios / tziruf for one person to be motzi another person? In other words, let's say there is no tziruf, right? Okay, we're going ahead, and in the times of the Gemara, neither of us had a seba, right? Or nowadays, we're not eating in a mitzurifdik way, right? Why can't I still be motzi you in my bracha rishona? Why don't we still say birov am hadras melch? Why is it that we have this very strange idea that if we eat together, bitzirof, so then I can be motzi you and I should be motzi you. And if we're eating separately, I can't be motzi you. For vus, whoever heard of such a rule, right? Why can't I be motzi you even if we're not having fias? What happened to Shomei Kahone? Right? You saw, I'm sure, that the Rashba asked the Kasha, right? It's in that context that Mugmar is different. Mugmar is different. We're Mechalek between Berkas HaEichlin, where we say, yeah, you can only be Motzi other people, L'chatchila at least, if you're eating together, B'chabura, but not Mugmar. Mugmar, even if we're not eating B'chabura, I could be Motzi you. Why is that? Right? So that's a very important question, but we're not up to there yet. We're not even asking that question, which is why do we even have this rule in the first place? And B, why is Mugmar an exception to that rule? I'm asking a different question right now, which is when it comes to food, do you need active hochacha that we're being mitzdarif? Or no, you just need, it's a mistama. If people are eating together, there's tziruf. It's only when there's a raya that they're not being mitzdareif that there's no tziruf. Okay. So as I said before, this is a machlokas rishonim. And let's take a look here at the Ritva. The Ritva takes a stand on this question, and he says something very interesting, which might be relevant to halacha l'maisa, very commonly. So let's look at the Ritva on the Mishnah. So Vashmuinan Masnisen, the Kviusa Lotalia B'Yeshiva, says the Ritva, that our Mishnah teaches us that Kviusa doesn't depend on Yeshiva. In other words, you have to do Haseba to create a Kvius. The Dinahachi, in other words, he's really bothered. Why is there no Kvius with Yeshiva? Lefi Shiesh Kama Shioshmin, Lecho, the Cholecha Chok Bachila. So we know that people could eat together, even eat at the same table, but they're each eating on their own, right? It's like, you know, when you eat outside in the those tables outside the base measures in front of the elevator, right? So I sit down, you sit down, right? Where each of us are really on our own. We're not joining together for a meal. So why do we eat at the same table? Because there's only a couple of tables and we're all having lunchtime at the same time. So in that case, the point is, that even though there's yeshiva le'echol, but kol echad chaluk b'achilaso. So that's why you need haseba. Because what's going on over there when you sit down together with on those tables? Ve'en das echa mehem l'schaber im chavero, v'lo l'ham tino klal. Nobody has in mind to join together for a meal. And this line is very important. They have no das to be mamtin. What does that mean to be mamtin? In other words, I'm not going to wait for you to finish. You're not going to wait for me to finish. You know, as long as we're eating at the same time, well, we might even talk to each other. Sometimes we won't even do that. But we might talk to each other. We might share notes. But I'm not going to wait for you. You're not going to wait for me. There's no tzirof. It's just a coincidence, as it were, that we happen to be eating at the same time. This din, that one person can be motz each other, and as we said, it's a nafkamina both for bracha rishona and more importantly for bracha achrona in terms of tzira for zimun, is only when we're koveya together. Like a chabura does together. That's when we're motz each other. That's when we make a zimun. The last host, hoichach lezeh. So that line I think is very interesting, and you're going to see the Ritva is going to say it again and again. You need a hochach, a raya, right? Heseba is a hochacha that there's kvios biyachad. Nobody goes ahead, you know, we lived in Talmudic times, right? When you're eating outside the Beis Medrash at those little tables, right? Nobody would start doing heseba biyachad, right? It's a very practical type of thing, you know? You eat, you go back to your learning, right? You need to take a break. There's no seba, there's no kvios biyachad. Oh. So that's what the Ritva is saying. Again, why? We're not answering yet. We need to ask the question, why is Kviyas Biyachad important? Who cares about Kviyas Biyachad? That's a very, very important question, which we're not answering yet. Right now, we're just taking for granted. Our Mishnah says that to be motzi each other, you need Kviyas Biyachad. And we also know for Zimun, you need Kviyas Biyachad, right? We know for Zimun from the story of Rav and Amad Beis, we know from our Mishnah for Bracha Rishona. Why? I don't know yet. Again, I'm pushing that question to the side. But we know we need Kviyas Biyachad. Now, what do you need for Kviyas Biyachad? You need hochach. You need a chaburashaft. That's what it's talking about. Oh. Now, this is very relevant because, you know, I think this shaila comes up at all the times. This is relevant for whether you should have a zimun together in the calf, right? So sometimes a bunch of friends get together, they eat in a calf, it's mamish begeder, nezel v'necho b'duch teplan, right? A couple of guys tell to their friends, okay, you know, let's, you know, meet for lunch after, you know, at 12:30 or whatever it is. Okay, Aaron says the calf is closed, right? Maybe never again, where is anybody going to ever eat together? That's it, the end of Zimun's. Right, the corona ended the mitzvah of Zimun. So, but in the olden days, right, so people would say, you know, let's. So that might be a tziruf, right? That's nezel v'necho b'duch teplan. But if a bunch of people happen to sit together at the same table, that's not a raya for anything. You need a hochach, and the Ras says this as well on our Mishnah. If you take a look, the Ras says the same thing. Not surprisingly, we will see other Rishonim who disagree with this shortly. But I'll just bring up an interesting practical question that's very related to this. There's a famous shaila, and this comes up most commonly for chasanas, which is, can you have kavana not to be mitzdarif, right? Person goes ahead, they go to a chasana, and they don't want to stay till benching, because whatever it is, they want to get home before midnight. But they do, they want to be mitzdarif in the Suda's mitzvah, they want to wash, they want to eat, you know, maybe they'll... bench before the second dance, they'll dance a little more at the second dance, and then they'll leave. So you're allowed to do that. Thank you for the commentary, Aaron. So Ritursky didn't say, well, anyway. So that's the shaila. Are you allowed to do that? Because as we see in a moment, not a moment, as we'll see really when we learn the next parak, you can't, you know, when there is a need for a zimun, then zimun is an obligation. You can't ignore it, right? I can't leave without making a zimun. I can't leave without there being a zimun. So if that's true, so maybe it's us, or maybe it doesn't accomplish anything, right? Because the mice I ate together with a bunch of people at the table, right? It's like to go ahead and say, I have in mind not to be mitzdarif when I'm being mitzdarif is a tarti desasri, right? If you are being mitzdarif, you can't also have in mind not to be mitzdarif, right? If you assume that our yeshiva ala shulchan echa b'ma pe'echad is mamish the same thing as a seba in the older days, right? You can't have a seba, not have a seba at the same time. So maybe you can't do, and that is in fact the view of the Buchacher, Beis Lavram Buchach, Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. He says, avadek kavana shol mitzdarif doesn't work. Because you're mitzdarif, and it's a low plagrab anan. If you're eating together at a table, there's a chayva lezamein shine. But others disagree. Shlomo Kluger in the Chachma Shlomo in the Hagos on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel Aleph says no. Shlosha Shiyashvu Al Das Shiyu Rishon Lechalek. Then it's Rishon Lechalek. Everybody could mention Aaron without a Zimun. The Pnei Yeshua Brachos Memhemet Aleph is the same thing. They are Gili Das. And Rav Moshe says this explicitly. Rav Moshe in Or Chaim Simen Nun Vav in Chelek Aleph. And he has a diach like this from the Ramah in Kuf Tzadi Gimel. I won't get into the details now. It's talking about people that happen to be eating together in a non-Jewish house. There's a shaila because they don't want to say the Arachaman by the Shulchan, Nosuchanim, the Magen Avraham, Ein Sham. But one way or the other, the Magen Avraham, sorry, Rav Moshe's Medayik from the Ramah that it's mutter to do this. You could have Dash Shalol Itztarif. But Rav Moshe says, and therefore you can, right? I think the Velt very much somech on this Rav Moshe. People do it all the time. But, Rav Moshe says, I don't know what the Makor is. I don't know what the Makor in Chas is. I have a Makor in the Ramah. Okay, that's very good. But don't we need a Makor in Chas? So L'chaira, it's Pashut, I think, that according to this Ritva and according to the Ra'ah, this would be Mutter. And I saw, Baruch Shekivanti, that Rav Avadia Yosef made the same diuk. It's quoted, I didn't see it inside, but I saw it quoted in the Yalkut Yosef. If you want the Makor, it's in Netilas Yadayim Uvrachos Ha'aros Simen Reish. And he writes explicitly, he says that this Ritva, this Ra'ah, could be a Raya for Rav Moshe's Psak. So it's beautiful. One Ha'ara is maybe it's not so pashut that we paskin like this Ritva and Ra'ah, as we'll see shortly. Other Rishonim might disagree. In other words, the Ritva's of the view that you need active tziruf, right? In Chazal's time to have active tziruf, what would that mean? Haseba. Nowadays, you don't need Haseba. You can have tziruf without Haseba. Like we say, Shulchan Shalanu is like Haseba of them, but it's not necessarily automatically identical. Because we could have yeshiva ala shulchan without tziruf. Sometimes we'll have yeshiva ala shulchan with tziruf, sometimes without tziruf. So according to the Ritva, it's not the pshat that our haseba is exactly like, our yeshiva is exactly like their haseba. Because our yeshiva is ambiguous. It's ambiguous. You could have yeshiva with, and you could have yeshiva without. So that's a very, very important point. Okay. Please do this later, okay? So that's certainly, I think, the view of the Ritva. Now, let's go on a little bit. So one question I think we'll wait a little bit, because you probably didn't get to Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, is whether Haseba works for other foods. But that's relevant. Is it just wine, or is it other foods as well? Okay? But let's talk about the basic question, which is, why is it that you need kvius to be motzi other people? Now, I know I this is the question that I said we're going to get to. We're going to do it now. We didn't get to the others who disagree with the Ritva yet. We will, because in answering this question, we'll see the machlokas. So why is it that you need siruf, you need this ischabrus, in order to be motzi each other in a bracha? So if you take a look at the Rashba in our sugya, he wonders, and he actually asks the question, and he doesn't answer it. He says, I don't understand this halacha. Why don't we say yatza motzi, right? Or shomea ka'ona? Why don't we say that over here? So the Rashba Nun Gimel Amud Aleph does partially answer the question. He writes that the reason why you need haseba by bread is in one answer over there. Dekevan shehut sarach haseba velo hasebo enam rots in latzes bevirchas chavero. Because you need haseba to be motz each other, and you didn't do a seba, it shows I'm uninterested in being motz yotze with my friend. That's what he says over there. Now, that might depend on the differing opinions on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph with respect to what foods you need a seba. So we're going to wait on that question for a moment. But to better understand this Rashba, so really you have to look at the sugya in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara, which the Rashba quotes over here, is Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. And it says over there as follows. Tani Ava Brei de Rebbe Zeira. Kol HaBrachos Kulan, Af Al Pi Shiyatza Motzi. Chutz Mibirchas HaLechem Ubirchas HaYayin. Shem Lo Yatza Motzi. Bim Yatza Eino Motzi. So all Brachos have to, we have this principle of yatza motzi, right? That means that even if I was already yotze, I could be motzi you. But we don't say that for bread and wine. In that case, lo yatza motzi, what does lo yatza mean? I myself need to eat some bread, then I could be motzi you with hamotzi. I myself need to drink some wine, I could be motzi you in barbi agafen. But yatza, if I, let's say, I already made my hamotzi lachem in haaretz, then I can't be motzi you in hamotzi. Okay, so that's okay. That's saying that we don't say yatza motzi. But from our Gemara, we see that there's a second distinction. Not only do we not say yatza motzi, but we don't also always say lo yatza motzi, because there's a second requirement. You also only say lo yatza motzi if there's kvius biachad, right? At least by bread. Whether this applies to a banana, so that's machlokas mem gimel amud aleph. But at least when it comes to bread, the only time I say lo yatza motzi is when there's haseba. So again, to summarize, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah points out one difference between Birkas Hananin and, let's say, other brachos. When it comes to other brachos, yatza motzi. When it comes to Birkas Hananin, we say lo yatza motzi. Our Gemara says a second din, which is that even by Birkas Hananin, we don't always say lo yatza motzi, only when it's beseba. So now, we have to understand both of these halachos and figure out if they're for the same reason. So let's talk about the first halacha. What's the reason why I don't say yatza motzi for Birkas Hananin? So if you look at Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah, he writes, Afal pishi yatza motzi sharei, kol Yisrael ha-revin zebezeb l'mitzvos, chutz mi-birkas ha-lechem b'yayin, v'shar birkas ha-peiris v'rechni v'rechni, she'enan chova, ala sh'asa lohanas min olam azeb lo bracha, uv'zu em kan arvas, she'enu chova al adam, lo lishani v'lo livrich. The reason why normally we say yatza motzi is because of arvas, because kol Yisrael ha-revin zelazeh, because I have a chiyuv, and I haven't, because we're all arevim zealous, I haven't even fulfilled my chiyuv until you fulfilled your chiyuv. So therefore, even if I already fulfilled my chiyuv, I could still make a bracha for you. Why? Because I'm chasir in my chiyuv. So that's the idea of yatza motzi. What about eating? Is there a chova to eat? No, there's no chova to eat. In fact, in the event that there is a chova to eat, like by kiddush, like by matzah shel mitzvah, then maybe we do say yatza motzi. But normally, right, I want a cup of coffee. There's no chova to eat coffee. There's no chova for me. There's no chova for you. So if you want a cup of coffee, if you and I were both obligated to drink coffee, then yeah, I could make the shahakol and you could drink your coffee. But since there's no obligation to drink any coffee, I'm not obligated, you're not obligated, then there's no arvus, there's no yatza motzi. So therefore, I can't be motzi you unless I happen to want to drink coffee. You want to drink coffee, then I could be motzi you, right? That's what the Gemara over there says. We still don't know, though, why we would need haseba, why we would need kriyas. We explained why I can't make a shackle for you on your coffee if I'm not planning to drink coffee. Fine. That the Gemara explained, right? But why is it that if we are both planning to drink coffee, or let's say bread, coffee is a machlokas in the Gemara. If we're both planning to eat bread, why can't be motzi you and bread unless we happen to have klius biyachad, unless we happen to have a seva? That question we haven't answered yet. Yes, Yosef.
Shouldn't this be totally on how we understand Arvis? Because if we understand Arvis as it being, I can't allow you to be over on an Aveira, so it's also henos from something, right? So if I allow you to go ahead and say a bracha without that, so it's a problem.
No,
eat without,
because don't eat it. In other words, you're not obligated to eat this food in the first place. So you can't say, I am chayev to make this bracha for you, because you don't have to eat it. It's only when chila would be an obligation where that star would be relevant.
And it calls mind, I know he's going to eat it anyway. That's no longer on me.
That's his choice. There's no chatei bishvil she'izkei chavercha over here. Now, we'll actually have a chance to talk about, but we're not going to get there yet, is there a difference between a boor and in a talmud chacham, but we'll get there soon. Okay. Now, the Rashba knows this Gemara, right? He refers to it, but he's not happy with it because still the Rashba says, well, tepok lei de'one amen kemotzi bracha mipiv v'lo od el shishamei ka'one. It's interesting, by the way. He says that almost as like 2 points, right? Still, what happened to Shemei Ka'onah, right? Oh. And then he asks, moreover, we say later on, Bereish Pekshel Shachlo, Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Yochanan, Shnaim Shachlo Zat Shachlo, Echa Meim Yotzi Beverchas Chaveiro, right? So the Gemara asks, Mai Kamash Malan, Shomeya V'lo Ana Amen, is Yatza Tanina V'chulei. As the Gemara over there says, that even by Birkas Hamazon, we say Shomeya Ke'ona. So the Rashba takes for granted that rule applies even for Bracha Rishona. Right? That rule applies even for Bracha Rishona. And the Shaila is, what's going on over here? I got to get a new place to give shir from. I keep on losing my train of thought. What does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, the Gemara says, Shnaim She'achlu, right? So one person could make a bracha for the other person. Okay, the Gemara says, now it's talking about Birkas HaMazon over there. The Gemara says, of course, why not? Why can't I be mozi somebody else? And the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. So the Rashba quotes that Gemara over here. And he assumes, therefore, that the same thing is true for Bracha Rishona. Now, they're just like we say, one person be mozi somebody else in benching. So too, that applies to Bracha Rishona. Now, I have a question and a hara on that sushtel of the Rashba. The question is, how does the Rashba know to compare benching to Bracha Rishona? Maybe benching is different because it's a chova. Now, there's once I ate or once you ate, so there's an obligation to bench. It's no longer optional. Bracha Rishona, like we said, is optional. Nobody ever has to eat, right? Bracha Chrona is obligatory. So just because the Gemara says that you could be motzi somebody else in benching, who says that the same thing applies true for Bracha Rishona? The Rashba assumes that whatever the Gemara says by Bracha Chrona is true for Bracha Rishona. So Hara number one on the Rashba is, why is he assuming that? The second Hara is that the Gemara, if you look at over there in Mem Hamad Beis, the Gemara that's Rashba's quoting, it's not talking, it says over there that, well, actually, if both people know how to bench, if it's Shnei Sofrim, so then one person should not bench for the other person, right? The only time you should ever have tzira for Bracha Chrona is if there's either a Zimun or if one of them doesn't know how to bench. Then we say, even if two people are eating together, one knows how to bench, one knows benching about pad, one doesn't know benching about pad, there's no benchers. So then we'll say one person should be motzi the other person. So you see that the Rashba holds that by Bracha Rishona, even by a chacham and a boor, you can't be motzi each other, right? How do I know that? Because the Rashba has a kasha from there, over there, right? And he says, what's the difference between bracha achronin, right? Why don't we apply that principle over here, right? Why don't we apply that principle over here? Now, over there, what's the din? That when is it that you could be motzi the other guy? When echad chacham vechad bor, when one guy knows how to bench, one guy doesn't. And the Rashba asks, why don't we say the same thing over here? What do you see from there? That the Rashba holds that even by echad chacham vechad bor, you can't be motzi each other in the bracha rishona. So I have two kashas on the Rashba. Kasha number one is, why does he assume that benching and bracha rishona are the same? Maybe it's different because in one case it's a chova, one case it's not. And then my second kasha on the Rashba is, why don't we assume that, how does he know that by bracha rishona a chacham can't be motzi in Am Haaretz? Maybe you could. Maybe even if there's no haseba, right? There's no haseba. We're eating together without a seba. I could be motzi somebody if they don't know how to bench, make the bracha on their own, right? Two people are eating bread together. They have no seba. There's no tziruf. But he doesn't know how to make a motzi, so how do I know I can't be motzi him? But you have it. Maybe it's just like benching, where we say that you shouldn't be motzi somebody else without a zimun, unless echad chacham echad bor. So now, to answer all this, we have to look at the Rashba Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're about out of time, which is good, because I don't know if you had a chance to see this Rashba yet. So we'll stop here, and you should read this Rashba, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. There is Rashba's talking about the Sugya of Bori Morei Ha'esh. And it says over there that Echad Mevarech Lekulam, even though they didn't have a Seba, right? And the Rashba over there asks, why is it different than bread? Why could I be motzi everybody in a Bori Morei Ha'esh, even though we have no Seba, but I can't be motzi everybody in bread without a Seba? The Rashba there gives three answers, and each of those answers are going to be very, very important for us. So we'll stop over here, and Be'ezus Hashem, on Tuesday, we will continue this sugya of Haseba, and we'll see. There's a lot of very, very important yesodos in the Rishonim over here, as well as elsewhere. Okay.